Well, good evening, men. Just a couple things before we get started. I hope all of you had a safe trip up here. I know for some of us it was a struggle to get up here, and a lot of distractions and a lot of roadblocks along the way. But God is faithful, and amen and amen to that. So if you need any more seats, we have plenty up here. So and those that came up, a few of you came up early, actually a couple days ago, and boy, I was checking with you, and you said the weather has just been fantastic up here, and even sitting outside for dinner was, under those heaters, was just great. So we're here for the 15th annual Zion Boot Camp, and it would have been the 17th Zion Boot Camp, but COVID got in the way. But we're here, and just been a great venue, and thank you, all of you that made the effort to come up here, because I know there was a lot of, as I mentioned earlier, distractions for you to get up here. And things come up suddenly, and our theme this year is our struggle is not against flesh and blood. So that means our struggle is against spiritual forces. And the enemy does not want you up here, that's for sure. So anyway, we'll show you a couple cool little slides. We're part of a kind of a loose-knit group called Ministry in the Marketplace. And most of you guys are doing something. You might be a student. Might be working at a garage. You might be working at a law firm. But that's the marketplace. And our goal up here is to show you how you can be a minister right in that marketplace, because the ministry belongs to the layman, belongs to us. And the question is asked a lot, do you think there's a difference between the sacred and the secular? So the sacred would be a pastor, a youth pastor, people that are, you know, being paid, they're professionals at some religious church or religious organization or parachurch organization. So that would be pretty much called the sacred, and the secular is the guy, you know, operating the drill press. And is there any difference between the sacred and the secular? That's a question. And so, who can answer that?
Yes, there is a difference.
Who can answer that? So, well, Lemire, what would be the difference?
Secular has nothing to do with Jesus, right? It has nothing to do with discipleship. It has nothing to do with anything that's righteous. All it is doing your task and going home, without even speaking to anybody about the gospel.
Well, we're going to dive more into this week, and it's going to become very, very clear. And you'll each see, if some of you already know this, but you'll each see much more clearly the things that we're talking about at this conference. These were the men last year, okay, 2024, and I know what you're saying. Okay, Dan's showing Boy Scout pictures again. What is he doing? So anyway, I just had these in my PowerPoint. I said, well, I'm just going to keep them in there real quick. This was some special memories, I mean, for me, because this picture was in 2001. So I was a scoutmaster for about 10 years. And we would hike around Zion. We would do the West Rim, we'd do the East Rim, we'd do the Submarine, we'd do various places. This is on the East Rim, it's 15 miles, and we stopped to take a picture. And there's some of the boys there. And then 4 years later, another group of boys, and we stopped to take a picture. And so then, I didn't realize it until I was looking at pictures one time, and I go, wait a second, is that the same picture? And then you see the difference between the two. This is 4 years later, and it's what's crazy is you see that bush there, and then you see that bush down there. So anyway, and you can pick out different things. But it goes, and this was just happenstance. We just took a picture there 4 years later, and it happened to be in the exact same spot. So anyway, it's so bizarre. Anyway, but that's a great hike if you ever want to come up here and do a great hike. East Rim or the West Rim. There's one of my scouts. Where's that? Oh, Adam. Adam Schwerin right here. He hiked the West Rim 1 year, and it rained and sleeted and snowed, and I asked him one time, I said, what was the most memorable event in your scouting experience? And what did you say?
Hiking in the snow wearing shorts because I didn't pack anything else.
Yeah. You know the scout motto, be prepared. He learned what that scout motto is all about. So this is, by the way, that is a sunrise picture one of the men sent me up here last year. You know, so there's amazing, you'll get some amazing photographs. Let me just read the verses from Ephesians here. And our theme verse is Ephesians 6:12. Part of it that's in capital letters. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against powers, against world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. So that is what our struggle is against. Not the stuff we look horizontally at that's going on around our world, because there's a lot of stuff going on. That's not our struggle. Our struggle is against spiritual forces. So hopefully you'll come away from here seeing that, you know, how much time should I spend, getting anxious or angry about things on the horizontal plane. This is another photo. This was Luke. You took this photo. This is Luke Rice over here. Stand up, Luke. He's in charge of the resource table, by the way. If you have any questions on it, ask him. But he took this photo, and that was that in the evening? Okay, so there was just great photos up here. The moon with planet Venus next to it. Yeah, I just had to throw that in there because I loved it. So welcome. After that short introduction here of some photos and stuff. I'm not good at telling jokes, but I always have to tell my chicken or pig joke. I borrowed it from the guy who discipled me, Walt Hendrickson. So a chicken and pig are walking along this field, and they come to a large sign that says, ham and eggs at Jack's Grill. The chicken says, look at that, equal billing. The pig then says, yeah, for you, it's participation, but for me, it's total commitment. And I love that because that is what God wants from us. He wants total commitment, not just participation, total commitment. Yeah. There was another talk that Walt did, and it was, the title of it was, Many Aspire, But Few Attain. And he talked about when Hernan Cortez landed at Veracruz, and they all were on shore. He sent his demolition crew out, and they blew up all the boats. So they were there in Mexico to stay and to conquer. So there's no way to get back to Spain. So just some announcements here. On your programs here, make sure you write your name, because these get misplaced and you wonder where it is, but just flip the little plastic cover over and write your name up in the corner in case it gets misplaced, so everyone knows that it's yours. And inside too, because you're going to want to take notes, we have some of our speaker Jerry Bangert's notes in there, but then we have a lot of note pages for you guys to take notes with the various speakers. So you'll see all the note pages in there, and again, there's some good information that we'll touch on in the possibly tomorrow. As I mentioned, Luke Rice is in charge of the resource table. Those resources are powerful over there too. This is just one booklet, and it's interesting because this is called Establishing Your Purpose, and it's going to be talked about more, but most guys don't know what their purpose is. So this is such a great book. And where's Tom Wise? So raise your hand, Tom. Tom uses this book all the time. If you have any questions on this book, talk to Tom, and he'll tell you exactly how he uses it in the lives of men. Yeah. So, you know, because I'll ask a church guy. I'll say, hey, first of all, you ask a person permission if you're going to ask him some questions. May I ask you some questions? And I go, yay, Dan, what? He goes, from a biblical standpoint, can you tell me who you are, why you're here, and what you're supposed to do? And I have yet to have a guy answer that, a regular church guy. He'll go, I asked you that one time I was a tenant in a property casualty firm in Las Vegas, and the CEO came in, and I did it with him, and Catholic guy, and I said, he asked me what I was doing. I said, hey, Greg, I just thinking about this. Can I ask you a question? And so I asked him those three questions, and he goes, that's heavy, and he walked out of my office. So we have microphones that when you get to the speakers, we want you to use these microphones, okay? And the teachings of the speakers are being recorded, so we want to hear your question. So we'll have some microphones over here that we can pass down the aisle. Make sure everybody wears their name tags, please, because there's a lot of new people in here, and a lot of you don't know who they are. So please wear your name tags for all these meetings, okay? Thank you, because it's super important. And be praying that God's going to put you in front of someone that he knows you need to talk to. Again, as I mentioned, the messages will be recorded. At the back of your program book on Sunday, we want you to fill out the retreat evaluation. That's very important. So, be thinking about it. You're hearing the speakers and the food and this venue, and because we want to hear from you and we want your suggestions. Because a lot of the things we've changed is because of what you have told us. So, again, hats are removed during prayer, fellowship, and refreshments. And there's a rumor that I heard that for those of you that are cigar smokers, there might be some cigars out by the outside fire pit this evening. And there won't be any problems this year. So we had some problems last year. I guarantee you there won't be any problems. Someone from the hotel came out and, no, there's a 25-foot limit and whatever. So anyway, don't worry about that. No problems this year. the breakfast in the morning is in the hotel, and they do a pretty nice job. So why are we here? We're all here providentially. It's no accident you are here this weekend. By God's sovereign hand, you're here. As I mentioned earlier, I know it was super difficult for some of you to get here. And some of you drove long distances. And I want to tell you, there's more people, I live in Las Vegas. There's more people from Arizona than there are from Nevada. That is wild. But I'm excited about it. So, and then the rest of you from all over the country, Florida, Alabama, et cetera. And we'll find out in a moment where you're from. Many are here. Many of you are here to get solid biblical teaching. Some of you are here because it's your first time. And because someone cared about you enough to invite you. And that's why you're here. And I would encourage you, we're not here to talk about our churches. So we're here to get to know one another and to fellowship with one another here, with the Lord at the center of our conversations. So who are we? We're a network of men with one common goal: to help men in the marketplace come to know Jesus Christ and grow in their relationship with Him so they can also share their faith in the marketplace. We had a speaker for many years. He's actually our first speaker, a guy by the name of Lee Yee, and many of you know him. He wrote a paper in 1989 at the Lausanne Conference in Manila, and the title of it was Frogs and Lizards. A frog sits on a lily pad, and when he sees something he wants, its long tongue goes out and snatches it, pulls it back. But a lizard, and that would be an example of, of someone that's just, looking for someone that might be a member of his church or whatever. The question you're going to be asking yourselves, am I a frog or a lizard? Because lizards, they move all over the place, and they can get even into the throne room of kings. So when you're out in the marketplace, you can get to people that no professional can get to. So that's why it's so important that we know, that we're ministers in the marketplace. Again, it's strictly voluntary. All the men up here speaking are laymen. No one's paid. They're all laymen, and it's strictly voluntary. We do this to model the ministry. We want you guys to see that the layman is qualified to do the ministry. All men making presentations are laymen. This weekend you will get more than a glimpse, as we mentioned earlier, of your purpose. So what we are not an organization. We will not ask you for your money, time, or influence. We're not going to ask you to join anything. We're not here to tell you what to think, but we are here to give you some biblical truths to think about. And each man up here has to decide what his own belief system is. By the way, tomorrow we're going to pass around an envelope where we take care of the staff at this hotel. And I just want to tell you, it's totally voluntary. The staff up here love us. The guys in the past have been so incredibly generous. And so, anyway, they look forward to when we come. They really do, because they're always blown away, because no one else, hardly anyone else ever does it. You know, the servers that did the catering. I mean, they're always blown away. So when I say we will not ask for your money, I wanted to clarify that. We're not asking for it because it's totally optional. But I just wanted to let you know that we will be sending that around. So right now I want you to, we're pass the mic around. We have, maybe we need another one there. And I want you to, if you can, stand up and just give us your name, where you live, and what you do for a living. So, Luke, would you like to start? And then we'll just go like this.
My name's Luke Rice. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm a pre-apprentice with the Union 88 in Vegas.
I'm Dave Rice. I live in Las Vegas, and I work in construction.
My name is Mike Teague. I presently bought a house in Pingridge, Utah, next to Bryce Canyon. I'm a retired CB and retired heavy equipment operator.
I'm Craig McAndrews. I live in Dallas, Texas, and I recycle clothing.
Evening, everybody. My name's Philip Mangione. I live in Washington, D.C., and work for Rolls-Royce Civil Aerospace.
I'm Bob Newell. I live in two places, Olympia, Washington, and Reno, Nevada. And I'm retired, but I'm on some boards, and I help Gene Wong with some of the things he works on.
I'm Adam Schwerin. I live in Tucson, Arizona, and I'm 19 years in the Air Force as an engine mechanic.
Matt Martin, I also live in Tucson, Arizona, and 13 years in the Air Force, aircraft mechanic.
Rob Riley, Homewood, Alabama, I'm an attorney.
Hey, I'm Scott Sims, I live in Birmingham, Alabama, and I'm an attorney also.
My name is Brady Lawrence, I just moved to Boulder City from Las Vegas, Boulder City, Nevada, and I manage a bar.
Hi, my name is Colin Connor. I live just south of Denver, Colorado, and I work in cybersecurity.
My name is Sam Nelson. I live in Henderson, Nevada, and I'm a mortgage broker.
My name is Tom Wise. I live in Henderson, Nevada, and financial planning business.
Rich Ariola, Las Vegas, retired electrician.
Erlen Lum. Live in Henderson, Nevada, financial planning.
Michael King, live in Henderson, Nevada, and I'm a residential superintendent for KB Home.
I'm Bob Howell. I live in Alamogordo in Cloudcroft, New Mexico, and I'm a retired computer guy.
I'm Michael LaRose from El Paso, Texas, and I'm a retired senior buyer from Bosch Automotive.
Hi, I'm John DeFiore, and I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm in the medical field, specializing in infectious disease.
Hi, I'm Kevin Parkinson. I live in North Utah, and I'm a retired developer.
Hi, I'm Bill McCurran. I'm from San Diego, and I'm a retired U.S. magistrate judge.
I'm Tristan Rettman. I work in the retail business.
Hi, Paul Amenta. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm in the energy sector.
I'm Jeff Ames. I live in Las Vegas. I'm a professional grandfather.
I'm Lemire Luster. I live in Las Vegas. I'm disabled. I have multiple sclerosis.
Good evening. I'm Chuck Couture from Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm trying to retire from being a building contractor.
Thanks, Chuck. Jeremy Polk, Bridgeport, Texas, and I'm in the oil and gas industry.
Lyle Brennan from Henderson, Nevada, and Bridgeport, Texas. I don't know what I do other than I'm a child of the King and a Christ follower.
Alejandro Corral, I live in Henderson, Nevada, and I work in healthcare technology.
Scott Bangert from Tucson, Arizona. I'm a dermatologist.
Shane Breeding, Tucson, Arizona, in law enforcement, search and rescue.
My name is Luke Harris. I live in Tucson, Arizona, and I'm in high school, so my job is being a student.
My name's Carter Harris. I'm from Tucson, Arizona, and I'm a senior at the University of Arizona.
Dave Harris, Tucson. I'm a mechanical engineer.
My name is Ed Park. I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada, and I work in the nutritional products field.
Matt Hansen from Long Beach, California, and I lead an organization called the National Rite of Passage Council.
I'm Aaron Breeding. I'm from Tucson, Arizona, and I'm a student.
I'm Rowan Fetzis. I live in Tucson, Arizona, and I'm a student.
I'm Grayson Fetzis, and I live in Tucson, Arizona, and I'm a student.
I'm Andy Fetzis from Tucson, Arizona. I'm with Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Christian Fetzis from Tucson, Arizona, and I'm in business management.
My name is Jesse. I'm a newly engaged fiance, so thank you. I just of yesterday in Zion. I live in Tucson, Arizona, and I work with Southwest Gas.
Hey, I'm Lance Markowski. I live in Tucson. I'm in the Navy.
I'm Jordan Martinez. Live in Tucson as well, and I own a residential garage door company.
My name is Hugo Baez. I live in Tucson, Arizona, and I work for a third-party logistics company.
Andrew Goddard. I'm from Northlake, Texas, and I'm in cybersecurity.
I'm Winston Parker. I live in Jacksonville, Florida, and I'm a businessman.
I'm Josh Hammond. I live in Jacksonville, Florida, and I'm an attorney.
My name is Brent Parker. I live in Jacksonville, Florida, and I'm in the jewelry business.
My name is Cameron Schoaf. I live in Tucson, Arizona, and I'm a student.
My name is Dylan Schoaf. I live in Tucson, Arizona, and I'm also a student.
David Schoaf. I live in Tucson, Arizona. I'm their dad.
Matt Hesse, Las Vegas, Director of Sales for a home builder.
Matthew Tucker, Irving, Texas. I work in insurance.
Jim Gustafson from Farmington Hills, Michigan. I'm in the real estate business.
Neil Brickner. I come from Lincoln, Nebraska, program computers.
Frank Lamb from Henderson, Nevada, retired Air Force, and here to, I guess what I'm doing for a living is learn to be a little more like Christ-like.
Tyler Tragedon, Las Vegas, Nevada, firefighter, paramedic.
Zach Keller, St. George, Utah, firefighter.
Ron Brink, Tijuana, Baja California, missionary.
Chris Richardson, Fort Worth, Texas, commercial real estate.
Good evening, George Hernandez. I work at a church and for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Hey, how's it going? I am Fernando Mesquita. I am from Tucson, Arizona, and I am a college student at the U of A.
My name is Ace Lewis, and I work for construction, and I live in Tucson, Arizona.
My name is Corey Sanders. I'm from Tucson, and I'm a college student.
My name is Isaiah Alexander. I'm in Tucson, Arizona, and I'm a U of A student.
Yes, my name is Gene Waugh. I'm from Reno for 10 years.
I met Dan Russell through the introduction of Walt Henriksen, I think in 2002. Bob Newell is a leader in my Bible study. I've been to design boot camp 6 or 7 times, I think. And I mentor entrepreneurs.
Andrew Ng from Pleasanton, California. I'm in executive search for the legal industry.
My name is Tyler Ferber. I'm from Tucson, Arizona, and I'm in college.
Jesse Ferber, his dad as well, Tucson, Arizona, airline pilot.
Matt Kelfin, Simi Valley, California, north of LA, and I'm a college administrator.
I'm Brandon McGrath, and I do audiovisual in churches and corporate events and men's retreats.
There's a couple guys over here.
Jerry Bangert, I'm a dermatologist from Tucson.
Joseph Ouyang from Henderson, Nevada, retiree from both the travel industry and jewelry.
Hi, I'm Troy Parkinson. I'm from Tucson, Arizona, and I'm a software programmer.
And these two guys over here, Troy.
Hi, my name is Lucas. I am from San Francisco, father of three, retired from a hospital group, spending time with men and doing a study in the Bible.
My name's Holden Chang, Houston, Texas. Commercial real estate.
All right. Thank you, man. So, 4 things about the speakers. They're all followers of Jesus Christ. The Bible is their authority and instruction book for life. They're all made of clay. They're all here by the grace of God. And I would ask you men to plunder their knowledge, because they're only going to be here for a short period, so make sure you spend time with them and plunder. I love that word, plunder their knowledge. I did that with the man that discipled me, Walt Henriksen, and it transformed my life. Our theme verse, as you know, is Ephesians 6:12. You know, our struggle is not flesh and blood. So it's not people. Our struggle's not with people. It's not with governments. It's not with culture or politics. So don't misidentify the enemy. So this is really important, because we get sideways very fast. E squared, you'll see that a lot in the ministry in the marketplace. One of the E's is for evangelism, and the other E is for edification, which is really discipleship. So every relationship you have is for one of two reasons: evangelism, introducing those who don't know Jesus Christ, or edification, helping others grow in Christ. Like I picked on Tom Wise, he meets with men and he'll go through this. He likes this book. It's powerful. And he helps men grow through Christ with these books. You know, of course, the Bible is the core book, but these are so helpful. This is a calling for every believer, not just the pastor and not just the vocational Christian worker. It's for the guys in this room. Just a quick question. How many, raise your hand, okay, please raise your hand on how many of you came to know Jesus Christ at an altar call at church or through your pastor? Okay? How many came to Christ through at a crusade such as Billy Graham? How many came to Christ through a parent, friend, co-worker, or another individual? Yeah. Year after year, that's about the same percentage, year after year. So what does that tell you? So someone is out there talking to you about the good news. So your attitude for the weekend, I'm going to have Dave Rice read Galatians 6:14.
Galatians 6:14.
Yeah, just, yeah. Do we have that mic on? What number?
Six.
Six?
Yeah. All right, Galatians 6:14. As for me, may I never boast about anything except the cross of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Because of that cross, my interest in this world has been crucified, and the world's interest in me has also died.
Thank you. So we boast in Jesus Christ and in no one else. Could you read John 15:5?
Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
You can do nothing unless we abide in Christ and he abides in us. And that's when we bear fruit. For if we break that branch and go on our own way, we can do nothing. One more. Ephesians 2:10.
For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago.
Yes. I've been spending a lot of time on Ephesians 2:10. We know Ephesians 2, most of us know Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 is talked about all the time. You've been saved by grace through faith. This is not from yourself, not by works, so that no one can boast. So, but 2:10... I would ask you guys to maybe jot that down and spend some time on it, because we are its workmanship. Before the foundations of the world, he created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. He prepared what we're supposed to do, yet we get pulled to the left and to the right on good things. And there's nothing wrong with doing good things, but always remember, good is the enemy of great. So spend some time on Ephesians 2:10, because that's what you need to be pleading with the Lord to show you what God has prepared before the foundations of the world for you to do, so you can walk in them. And he'll give you the strength through Jesus Christ. You don't do it on your own strength. That's a good deal. So all of us are just a bunch of broken men trying to figure out the Christian life. And this is why we come to these conferences, to help us out. The challenge for the weekend, to be a Berean. And you might jot that down too. Let me just read those. Those two verses. The brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea, and where they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. Now, these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. So they received it with eagerness, and they examined the word to see if these things were so. So your thinking is going to be challenged this weekend. At these conferences, we've actually had people get up and leave. No kidding. So, because you're going to hear things that will challenge your thinking, but we challenge you to be a Berean to see if the Bible actually says those things. And there are so many comments that we've heard over the years from guys that have attended these conferences, and this is just one of many. This one guy said, "The Zion retreat was a pivotal moment in my Christian walk. It was the moment of great sadness in discovering that I was that lukewarm Christian Jesus was talking about. Thank God for that day." We'd get those comments all the time. Discipleship has two general categories: imparting skills, impacting thinking. This weekend majors on impacting your thinking. As Solomon said in the Bible, as a man thinks, so is he. And we see that across the board on the horizontal plane. People have been, you know, their thinking has been so impacted, they have heard it so many times they believed a lie. They truly believe lies out there. And so this is such an important verse. So, you know, Solomon said in the Bible, as a man thinks, so is he. And the more you understand what the Bible says, this is going to impact your thinking. And it before we go any further, I'd just like Andy Fetsis to open this, officially open this weekend in prayer. Brother, could you bring a microphone back to...
Okay, let's pray. Father God, we come before you tonight, and we commit this evening, we commit this weekend, we commit our conversations, our thoughts to you this weekend, Lord. If there's those that have not made it up here yet, Lord, we pray that they would get here safely and expediently, Lord. We know that you have everyone here tonight and this weekend that you want to be here. We pray, Lord, that you would guide our thoughts, our conversations, that you would speak to us each night and each day through our speakers. Lord, let us hear what it is you want us to hear. We pray that you convict us, Lord, in the areas that we are off the path or struggling. We pray, God, that every man will leave here knowing more about you and looking more like you. And God, we pray for our wives and kids who are at home and aren't with us. We also pray for our wives and kids that are here that you would just grant them an amazing time of fellowship and encouragement. We pray again, Lord, and for each of the speakers that you'd go before them and that you'd just bless this time. In Jesus' name, amen.